Chapter 16, Bigger Beasts. Awfully quiet. Rather miss the crazy rants. Just not quite right without the squirrel. Svor. The bats hung their heads low as they tended to Tobin's injured scales, as they slathered the wounds in a paste made from smashed cordyline leaves. Dawn pressed Tobin for more information. What do you remember? She asked. Her tone was gentle, not urgent. Oh dear, said Tobin. It was terrible. The pangolin's breath was heavy, and his scales were still trembling with shock. "Was it Jerry?" asked Julian. Ajax arched his spine, and his wiry fur stood on end. "That scoundrel! I'm gonna!" The coyote pawed the earth angrily. Cora traced her paw over Tobin's injured scales. "But Jerry couldn't have hurt you this way. He's so small." "Exactly," said Dawn. "The jerboa is far too small and too frail to inflict this sort of damage." The fox pointed to the claw pattern formed by the scratch marks on the pangolin's side. "These are the marks of a much bigger creature." Tobin took a deep breath, then exhaled. "Right," he said, growing calmer at last. "Jerry was not there at all." The animals drew in closer, captivated by the pangolin's words. "They were huge, like big lizards." Tobin's eyes flashed with fear. "They had long, knobby snouts and, oh goodness, they had terrible, gleaming white teeth." "They?" Ajax asked. "There was more than one of these things?" The pangolin nodded. "There were five." "Sounds like crocs to me," said Julian. "Crocodiles," a few voices gasped. The bats shuddered under their wings. Cora covered her face with her paws. "Jerry must be working with them," said the fox. "They must have recruited Bismarck for this team." Ciro scratched his ear, searching his memory. "He did offer to be. What did he say?" "The maestro," said Dawn, "the team leader." Cora padded next to the fox. "I still don't understand," she began. "What's this team for?" Her voice quavered with deep concern. "For crushing, for chewing, for chomping." The bats flapped their wings and spun round in circles. "Chomping?" Cora yelped. "Svor," said the bats. They all rubbed their bellies. "Oh no," Cora cried, her eyes filled with tears. "My brother, Bismarck, the kiwis." "Stop that," snapped Dawn, glaring at the bats. "No one's been eaten." Tobin laid a paw on Cora's back, hoping to comfort his furry friend, but he wondered how Dawn knew for certain. "What makes you so sure?" asked Julian, voicing the pangolin's thoughts. All eyes looked on Dawn. "It wouldn't make sense," she replied. "Right," agreed Ciro. "Why would the crocs employ Jerry if they were just hunting for food? And why wouldn't they eat the jerboa? They can hunt perfectly well by themselves." "We need to find them," said Ajax. "We have no time to waste."
"But where are they?" asked Cora.
Dawn furrowed her brow.
"It's strange," she began.
Everyone turned to face the fox.
"Crocodiles are saltwater creatures, yet they're forming a team way up here."
"Strange indeed," said Tobin. "Everything seems out of place, just like those sea cucumbers." Dawn came to a halt.
"That's it," she said.
"What's it?" asked Cora.
"I know how to find them," said Dawn. The fox gazed toward the river. "The crocs have been leaving a trail."
Tobin's eyes gleamed. He suddenly understood. "That's why the water was salty," he said. "The crocodiles have been dragging up seawater."
"So we follow the salt?" asked Cora.
"Exactly." Dawn stood and turned toward the group. "Follow me," she declared. "We are going back to the river."